Quick, what's the number one killer of women in the U.S.? No, not breast cancer, as insidious as that is. It's heart disease. Nearly half of all women don't know that, and now there's a new campaign to change that. It's called Fight the Lady Killer. The goal is to get women to have a heart exam as regularly as a dental exam and to get doctors to understand the need for it. Okay, another question. Who just received her 52nd gold record, the most of any female recording artist in history?
People who need people.
Our next guest, although she's using that unmistakable voice today to spread the word about heart disease, she's already given much, including her name, to the Barbra Streisand Women's Heart Center at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles. Barbra Streisand, are you there?
I'm here. I'm
welcome.
Here. Thank you so much.
And the director is there with you as well, Dr. C. Noel Barry-Murs. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So, Barbra Streisand, what brought you to heart disease?
Well, it's gender discrimination that makes me crazy. When women are treated in a way that is not beneficial to their existence, you know, and it happens in the workforce, it happens in politics, only 19% of the Congress are women, and in medical research and treatment. Most of the research on women's heart disease specifically has been done for the last 50 years on men. Even in the laboratory, they use male mice instead of female mice. You know, the female mice, I was told, we don't study them because they're too complex and they have hormones, you know. So, yeah, that's exactly the reason you should study female mice, to help female humans. This makes me, you know, insane.
Well, I'm actually bring Dr. Murs in. Why is this?
I think mostly because our leadership in medicine is not any different from our leadership in the world, and it's dominated by men, and it just doesn't occur to anyone that you might want to study women, which, oh, by the way, are 51% of the U.S. and the world population. Women now die more often from heart attacks compared to men. We now have a majority of heart disease victims, which includes stroke and other forms of heart problems. So since 1984 now, more women die every year in the U.S. than men. And we have a woman dying in the United States every minute.
Well, so tell us what we need to know here, because we have heard this before, but it's obviously from these statistics worth saying again. Women don't know that heart disease and heart attacks, for instance, present differently in women than men?
Yeah, that's right. A woman may not suffer the typical Hollywood heart attack, which is the clutching of the chest and a left arm pain. She may have indigestion. She may have back pain, jaw pain. She may have cold sweats, right? Anything else you want to add, Noel?
Nausea.
Nausea is a big one. Yeah, shortness of breath. And she may be told to take an antacid and not even given the heart tests that they would give a woman who comes in with the typical symptoms, which are chest pain and left arm pain. So because she is misdiagnosed, she then goes untreated and then is more likely to die from heart disease.
Well, Barbra Streisand, you've been, as we said, long involved in this cause. We were thinking you could release an album of your greatest hits and you could rewrite the lyrics so it would be people who need a stress test. Somehow. What more do you think you can do? Because it does feel like this has been very hard to get this
message
across.
Very hard. It's hard to believe that one in two women will have cardiovascular disease in their lifetime and one in three will die of it. To wrap your head around the fact that a heart disease kills more women than all cancers combined. You see, the breast cancer campaign has done a great job. They raise a lot of money so they can do a lot of research, and we just don't have it. I think perhaps women are embarrassed to have heart disease. The first donor that I got to contribute to our heart center said, well, I thought it was a man's disease, you know, an old man's disease. But nowadays, more younger women are getting heart disease. That's growing at a higher rate. Isn't that right?
Correct.
And is there sort of an embarrassment there? Is there a misunderstanding that heart disease, that's what you get if you don't eat well? And
or maybe, you're old, you know, yeah, they don't want to be perceived as sick or whatever. But a growing number of women in their 20s, 30s, 40s are getting heart disease.
It's the one group where heart disease prevalence is actually going up and mortality is actually going up. We have not adequately investigated that. This is an epidemic. It's in numbers, sheer numbers, much scarier than Ebola. And yet we don't spend money on it. Heart disease kills many more very young women than breast cancer.
And the NIH, by the way, gives $959 million a year to women's cancers, but they only give $246 million, a quarter of the budget, to heart disease, women's heart disease.
Well, by the way, doctor, what is the suspicion of why younger women are getting more heart disease? Is it stress?
Well, we have lots of lines of evidence. None of it is definitive. We have more young women starting to smoke in their college years for weight management, or they say they're smoking for weight management. Hmm. We have fewer young women than men being treated for either high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Presumably because people are concerned about treating women who may become pregnant with these medications. Yet we have very effective contraception now, and we have women that are in charge and control of their bodies. We also have more younger women that are delaying their childbearing until their 30s or even their 40s. And we're identifying that when an older woman undergoes a pregnancy and becomes either, you know, have high blood pressure or develops the diabetes, this sets them up for a higher rate of heart disease in the next upcoming decades. There's some suspicion about some of the newer anti-acne pills might actually have adverse cardiovascular effect, which is alarming because people are sometimes prescribing these for 11 and 12-year-olds for acne. Wouldn't you like to know more about that? How come we're not doing research about that?
Research.
This is our FDA.
Well, Barbara Streisand, be a Yenta. What do you want women to do?
I want them to treat themselves well, and I want the government to think that women are just as valuable as men. Take care of them with research, with dollars, and people should donate to these things. Gosh, if everybody just gave a dollar, think of all the millions we'd have.
Barbara Streisand and Dr. C. Noel Barry-Murs, director of the Barbara Streisand Women's Heart Center at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. All those gold albums, Barbara?
Yeah.
We somehow think that this building means a little more.
It does. So much more to me. I've said before, but when I was a young, you know, actress and I wanted to see my name in lights on a marquee, that pales in comparison to the joy and the feeling, the thrilling feeling I have when I hear that my name is on a building for this cardiovascular heart center.
Well, thanks for talking to us about it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.